and they teach these kids how to use this equipment, and when they go out and have to work themselves, they don't know how to do it. Because all we had was a saw and a hammer, and then a brace and a bit. And that's the way it, see, we used to, the boxes on a wagon, we used to have to rebuild them every few years because they'd wear out. And that's what we used, is a hand brace and bit. We didn't have any power tools. And the saws were no good. And Dad didn't know how to sharpen the saw. The first hacksaw that we ever had in the family, I bought.
Really? How long ago was that?
Oh, yeah, it was 70 years. So, but finally, if you go up there now, we've got lots of tools. We can do welding. We got saws to saw metal, and we got torches, you know, to cut metal. And we got the welding equipment, and then we got power saws. We have all that stuff now that we didn't have then. We just didn't have anything. And we didn't have any money to buy it, and a lot of stuff that wasn't available. Mm-hmm. You just couldn't buy it if you had the money. Yeah. This thing has been built up in the last 70 years.
It sure has, hasn't it? Yeah. Well, did people go to high school in Manti?
Yes.
Where did they go after they graduated from high school?
Well, if they went to anything, they went over to Snow College.
Really?
And there's a small percentage of them that went over there. See, they had to have, there was a bus that went over there, and they had to raise the bus fare and everything. But at that time, they didn't emphasize this education like they do now.
Yeah. Did they have a place in Manti where people would go and check out books? And
yeah, they had the library.
Uh-huh.
Now, that was a library that some guy with a lot of money donated a lot of money to libraries, and that money built the library, and the library's still up there. They still use it.
Is it the same one?
Yes.
Wow.
And they went and got the books. But my older brother, he's been dead for over 25 years. But he was quite a reader.
Lowry?
Huh?
Lowry?
Yeah. And he, he got his name from my mother. My mother was a Lowry.
Ella Lowry.
And so they called him Lowry. His name was Milton Lowry.
Uh-huh.
But when he moved to Nephi, then he started going by the name of. And then his son's still over there, and he goes by the name of.
Really? So his son is your.
Milton?
Yeah, how is he related to you now?
He's my nephew.
He's your nephew? Okay. And so what am I to you? You're my.
Well,
you're Uncle Leonard.
No, well, I'm your grandmother's brother.
Uh-huh. So that means, I don't know, I can't figure these things out.
Well, I can't, but anyway, your mother was my niece.
Uh-huh.
And I used to really get mad at her.
Really? What did she do?
Well, she'd be working in the store, you know.
And which store is this?
Okay. Well, the store was up there.
Uh-huh.
She'd be working in the store, and I'd be working on a customer and start figuring up, and she'd holler over and tell me how much she wanted. She was smart that way, you know. She had it all figured out. And I had a hard time, you know, figuring it out. But she was really smart that way.
Was she?
But,
oh, well, and this house, we drove past it when we came in.
Yeah.
I've been over there once a long time ago, but, there's a lot of words here on this page, like different parts of the house, and I want you to talk to me about them. In your house, where did everybody hang their clothes? What did you have to put your clothes in?